financing and investment in the entertainment industry. Key legal aspects. Introduction. The entertainment industry, encompassing film, music, video games, and live performances, represents a dynamic sector where creativity meets commerce. Understanding the legal frameworks that govern financing and investment in this industry is crucial for law students and professionals aiming to specialize in entertainment law. Here, we'll explore four key areas: venture capital, private equity, and crowdfunding, tax incentives and government funding, securities regulation, and the valuation and monetization of entertainment properties. Venture capital and private equity in the entertainment industry, legal frameworks and considerations. Structuring investments. Venture capital, VC, and private equity, P, investments play a critical role in fueling growth within the entertainment industry. These investments are often organized using specific legal structures. Limited partnerships, LPs. Commonly used in both VC and PE, LPs consist of at least one general partner, GP, and one or more limited partners. The GP handles the day-to-day management and is liable for the actions of the partnership, while limited partners contribute capital and receive profits, but do not partake in management, limiting their liability to the extent of their investment. Special Purpose Vehicles, SPVs. SPVs are created for a particular objective, often to isolate financial risk. They are used in complex financing projects, like films or large entertainment ventures, shielding investors from financial risk beyond the specific project. The legal agreements underpinning these structures detail the roles and responsibilities of all parties involved, ensuring clear governance and operational guidelines. Equity stakes and control. In VC and P investments, equity distribution. The agreements specify the percentage of equity each investor holds. This determines their share of the profits and the extent of their financial risk. Control and governance. Investors might receive control rights proportional to their investment, including voting rights on critical business decisions and board representation. These rights are essential for investors looking to influence the strategic direction of the entertainment entity. Governance structures. The governance frameworks in VC and PE investments provide the structure through which important decisions are managed. Decision-making powers. The agreements define which decisions are within the purview of the board, which require investor approval, and the day-to-day decisions left to management. Roles of directors. Clear distinctions are made between the roles and responsibilities of executive directors, typically part of the company's management, and non-executive directors, often representatives of investors. Minority shareholder rights. These provisions protect minority owners, ensuring their rights are respected, even when they do not hold a controlling interest. Exit strategies. VC and P investments are not typically indefinite and include planned exit strategies to allow investors to realize the value of their investment. Buyback of shares. The company may offer to repurchase shares from the investors. Sale to another firm. The investment may be sold to another PE firm or a strategic buyer. IPO. Some investments aim for a public offering as an exit strategy, which can often yield significant returns if the company has grown substantially. Acquisition. The company or its key assets might be sold to another company, providing a return to the investors. Due diligence and regulatory compliance. Investors must conduct thorough due diligence to assess the potential and risks associated with the investment. Intellectual property evaluation. This involves verifying the ownership and protection of copyrights, trademarks, patents, and other intellectual property critical to the company's value. Contract analysis. Understanding obligations and revenues from contracts with artists, distributors, and others is crucial, as these agreements fundamentally affect the company's operations and profitability. Regulatory compliance. Compliance with laws related to broadcasting, content distribution, and licensing is necessary to prevent legal issues that could undermine the investment. Financial health assessment. Reviewing financial documents to assess profitability, revenue consistency, debt levels, and other financial metrics provides insights into the company's financial stability and growth prospects. Crowdfunding in the entertainment industry. 1. Regulatory environment. Crowdfunding in the entertainment sector operates within a complex legal framework designed to safeguard investors while enabling smaller entities to raise funds efficiently. This environment is shaped by several key regulatory aspects. Regulation Crowdfunding, Reg CF. This U.S. SEC regulation allows eligible companies to raise up to $5 million over a 12-month period from retail investors. The investments by individual investors are limited based on their annual income or net worth, which helps mitigate the risk of significant financial loss to individuals. Disclosure requirements. Under Reg CF, companies are required to provide a detailed disclosure document that includes descriptions of the business's nature, the use of the funds being raised, the financial health of the company, and an outline of inherent risks. This transparency is crucial as it ensures that investors are well informed before they commit their capital. Intermediary platforms. These platforms, which must be registered with the SEC and FINRA, play a pivotal role in crowdfunding. They are responsible for ensuring that all crowdfunding offerings comply with the necessary regulations. Their duties also include providing educational materials to investors and implementing measures to prevent fraud, thus protecting both the investors and the integrity of the crowdfunding process. 2. Legal considerations. The crowdfunding landscape is further defined by a variety of legal considerations that ensure the process is fair, transparent, and compliant with laws. Terms of use for crowdfunding platforms. These terms govern the operation of the platforms, detailing everything from fees and the use of the platform to how funds are dispersed and what happens if a project fails. Legal professionals must ensure these terms comply with legal standards and are clear to all users to prevent disputes and misunderstandings. Investor rights. The rights of investors depend significantly on whether the crowdfunding is reward-based or equity-based. Reward-based crowdfunding. Here, investors typically receive a product or service in return for their funding. Legal considerations focus on consumer protection laws, ensuring that investors receive the rewards promised and have recourse if the project cannot fulfill its commitments. Equity-based crowdfunding. Investors receive a share of the company, making legal considerations more complex. These include defining shareholder rights, ensuring investors receive regular financial updates, and outlining the specifics of profit sharing and voting rights. Legal documents must also address the conditions under which shares can be sold or how they might be diluted if more capital is raised. Nature of the return. The specific returns promised to investors must be legally defined. For equity investments, this involves clear stipulations about share ownership, dividends, and other financial rights. These details must be thoroughly outlined to avoid future legal complications. Compliance with securities laws. Companies engaged in crowdfunding must continue to comply with securities laws even after the initial fundraising phase. This includes ongoing disclosure obligations, regular financial reporting, and adherence to both federal and state securities regulations, which can vary and impose additional operational requirements. Tax incentives and government funding for the arts. 1. Tax incentives. Tax incentives are crucial tools used by governments to stimulate activity in the arts and entertainment sectors. They are designed to attract investments, increase employment, and promote cultural projects by reducing the financial burdens on creators and producers. Here's a closer look at various types of tax incentives and the detailed legal frameworks that govern them. Incentive structures. Tax credits. Tax credits directly reduce the amount of tax owed by a company and are particularly influential in the entertainment industry. For instance, a film production company may be eligible for tax credits that are a percentage of the expenditures incurred on local labor or specific production costs. Notably, these credits can sometimes be sold or transferred, providing cash flow to finance ongoing or new projects. For example, many U.S. states offer transferable tax credits to film productions, which they can sell to other entities who have higher tax liabilities. Deductions. These reduce the taxable income of an entity. In the entertainment sector, possible deductions include costs related to production, development, promotional activities, and even experimental expenditures. Legal expertise is necessary to classify these expenses correctly under tax law to ensure they are duly recognized and applied. Rebates. Rebates offer a refund on certain expenses after they are incurred and properly verified. This form of incentive is attractive as it provides a direct cash return on expenditures, effectively lowering the cost base of projects. For example, a production might receive a rebate of 20% on all qualifying local spending, which directly reduces the project's total expenses. Grants and subsidies. Direct financial supports that do not need to be repaid. Grants and subsidies can cover parts of production costs, facilitate artistic training, or support developmental activities in the arts. These funds are crucial for projects that might not have substantial commercial appeal, but have significant cultural value. Understanding eligibility and application. Eligibility criteria. These can be quite specific and vary by jurisdiction. Common criteria include the requirement to hire a certain percentage of local talent, conduct production activities within specific locations, or focus on certain types of artistic projects, like independent films, documentaries, or theatrical productions. Application process. Applying for tax incentives typically requires detailed and accurate documentation, including budget forecasts, expenditure details, and project descriptions. Entertainment lawyers are instrumental in compiling these applications and ensuring they meet all regulatory requirements to maximize the chance of approval. Compliance and optimization. Navigating tax codes. The complexity of tax laws means that entertainment lawyers must be well-versed in current regulations and vigilant about changes that could impact the availability and effectiveness of tax incentives. Maximizing benefits. Strategic planning is essential to make the most of tax incentives. This could involve timing expenditures to align with tax years or restructuring projects to meet eligibility criteria. Documentation and record keeping. Rigorous documentation is vital, not only for initial compliance, but also for defending the use of incentives during audits. Lawyers often collaborate with accountants to ensure all financial transactions are properly recorded and justified. 2. Government funding for the arts. Government funding can provide essential support for a broad spectrum of arts projects, from individual artist grants to major production financing. Access and management. Application procedures. Applications for government funding must persuasively demonstrate the artistic or cultural value of the project. These applications are often complex and require detailed proposals, projected budgets, and demonstrations of potential impact. Managing funds. Once funding is secured, it must be managed according to the specific conditions set out by the funding body. These conditions might dictate how funds are to be used, require certain milestones to be achieved, or stipulate regular reporting. Audit and reporting requirements. Recipients of government funding are typically subject to strict reporting requirements and audits. These are designed to ensure that funds are used appropriately and effectively. Legal counsel is crucial in preparing these reports to ensure compliance and facilitate continued or future funding. Securities regulation and entertainment-related IPOs. Securities regulation and entertainment-related IPOs. Securities regulation plays a pivotal role in the operational landscape of entertainment companies, particularly when they are considering an initial public offering, IPO. The regulatory framework is designed to protect investors and ensure market stability, imposing stringent requirements that these companies must navigate. IPOs and regulatory compliance. 1. Preparing for an IPO. An IPO is a significant milestone for any company, including those in the entertainment industry. It requires detailed preparation across various facets of the business. Internal assessment and preparation. Before an IPO, a company must rigorously prepare internally. This includes ensuring financial statements are accurately prepared and audited, assessing the strength and structure of the management team, and evaluating the viability and scalability of the business model. It often requires reorganizing or restructuring company operations and governance to meet the stringent standards expected of publicly traded companies. Underwriters and legal advisors. Selecting experienced underwriters and legal advisors is crucial. These professionals facilitate the IPO process by aiding in the valuation of the company, preparing the necessary documentation, including the prospectus, and guiding the company through regulatory hurdles. They play a central role in structuring the offering to attract potential investors while complying with legal and regulatory requirements. Due diligence and risk disclosure. Comprehensive due diligence is conducted by the underwriters and legal advisors. This process involves a thorough review of the company's financial health, market position, legal status, and all associated risks. The outcome of this review is critical in developing the risk factors section of the prospectus, which informs potential investors of the risks involved in investing in the company. Disclosure requirements. The prospectus is a fundamental document in an IPO, required to meet disclosure standards enforced by regulatory bodies such as the SEC. It must include detailed information about the company's operations, financial condition, business strategies, and management, as well as explicit disclosures of potential risks. Ongoing obligations. Post-IPO, the company enters a new phase of regulatory requirements, including regular financial reporting, quarterly and annually, adherence to strict internal controls, and the ongoing obligation to inform the market of any material events or changes in the business that could affect shareholders. 2. Market regulations. Once a company is publicly traded, it must comply with a broad set of market regulations. Compliance with market regulations. This includes abiding by the rules set by stock exchanges and national securities laws, which regulate how securities are issued, traded, and disclosed. Trading regulations. These rules govern the conduct of trading activities, ensuring transparency and fairness in the market. They cover aspects such as insider trading, the reporting of significant transactions by insiders, and the public disclosure of substantial changes in share ownership. Corporate governance. Public companies are mandated to follow robust corporate governance practices. This includes forming independent boards, establishing committees to oversee critical aspects like auditing and compensation, and implementing policies to manage conflicts of interest. Impact on business operations. 1. Transparency and compliance. Navigating the regulatory environment post-IPO requires a commitment to transparency and rigorous compliance. This can influence business strategies and operational decisions, sometimes constraining certain activities or requiring more detailed public disclosures than a private company would be accustomed to. 2. Investor relations. Maintaining a positive and proactive relationship with investors becomes a priority. Regular communications through various channels such as press releases, annual meetings, and investor calls are essential. These efforts are critical in managing investor expectations and maintaining the company's public image. Valuation and monetization of entertainment properties. Valuation techniques. Valuation is a fundamental aspect of the business side of entertainment, serving critical purposes such as investment analysis, financial reporting, and transaction advisories. Let's delve deeper into the commonly used valuation techniques within the industry. 1. Asset-based approach. This method calculates a company's value by assessing its assets. Tangible assets. These assets are physical and include studio equipment, filming sets, and technological infrastructure. The valuation process for tangible assets is relatively straightforward, often based on their current market values or depreciated values according to accounting principles. These assets are appraised either through cost replacement, what it would cost to replace the asset now, or via liquidation value, what the asset would bring in if the company ceased operations and liquidated. Intangible assets. Valuing intangible assets like copyrights, trademarks, film and music catalogs, and contracts is more complex and nuanced. The value of these assets hinges on the potential revenue they can generate over their lifespan and the legal protections that enforce these revenue streams. Methods such as the relief from royalty approach, estimating the royalties saved through ownership of the asset, or the excess earnings method, isolating earnings attributable directly to the asset, can be used. 2. Income approach. This approach is predicated on the future income an asset can generate, discounted back to its present value. Discounted cash flows, DCF. This technique is vital in valuing projects with expected future cash streams, such as films or TV series. It involves estimating the revenues and expenses over the asset's life and applying a discount rate that reflects the riskiness of these cash flows. This rate is often higher in the entertainment industry due to the volatile nature of audience preferences and market demand. Comparables method. Sometimes used in conjunction with DCF, the comparables method involves analyzing the sale prices or income metrics of similar assets or companies. This method requires adjustments for differences in size, market, and economic conditions, but provides a market-based context to the valuation. Monetization strategies. Monetization involves transforming creative content into revenue, utilizing various strategies tailored to the nature of the content and the market dynamics. 1. Licensing and syndication. Licensing agreements. These agreements allow third parties to use intellectual property in exchange for a fee. They must precisely define the scope of the license, including geographic areas, duration, allowed uses, and payment terms. This structure must also address how royalties are calculated and distributed, and include protections against potential infringements. Syndication. Common in television, this involves selling broadcasting rights to various networks or platforms, often across different regions. Contracts must clearly outline which rights are being sold, for example, first run, second run, any exclusivity terms, and detailed compensation structures. 2. Direct revenue generation. Box office sales. The primary revenue source for films, where legal considerations revolve around distribution agreements. These agreements define the share of revenue for distributors, theaters, and producers, and specify rights across different territories. Streaming revenues. As streaming becomes increasingly dominant, contracts with streaming platforms need careful drafting to specify terms of exclusivity, content availability duration, and payment structures that may include fixed fees, per-stream payments, or subscriber-based revenue shares. Merchandise. For properties with strong brand identity, merchandise can be a significant revenue stream. Legal agreements must outline product scope, quality standards, and financial terms, including advances and royalty rates. Summary: financing and investment in the entertainment industry. 1. Venture capital, private equity, and crowdfunding. Venture capital and private equity, VC/PE. These forms of investment are critical in providing capital for the growth and expansion of entertainment companies. VC/PE investors typically acquire equity stakes and play active roles in the management and strategic direction of the companies they invest in. Crowdfunding. offers an alternative funding route by allowing the public to invest in entertainment projects in exchange for rewards or equity. This method has democratized funding, particularly for smaller or independent projects. 2. Tax incentives and government funding for the arts. Tax incentives include credits, deductions, and rebates designed to encourage investment and spending in the arts by reducing the tax burdens of entertainment companies. These incentives are tailored to support local production activities and stimulate economic development within the sector. Government funding provides additional financial support through grants, loans, or subsidies, often targeted at promoting cultural projects and initiatives that may not attract traditional commercial funding. 3. Securities regulation and entertainment-related IPOs. Securities regulation ensures that entertainment companies comply with the law when they decide to go public or when their securities are traded on public markets. This includes meeting disclosure obligations, adhering to governance standards, and fulfilling ongoing reporting requirements. Entertainment-related IPOs involves a public offering where an entertainment company lists its shares on a stock exchange. This process is governed by strict regulations that ensure transparency and protect investor interests. 4. Valuation and monetization of entertainment properties. Valuation techniques include asset-based approaches, which value a company based on its tangible and intangible assets, and income approaches, which forecast future earnings and discount them to present value. Monetization strategies range from licensing and syndication, which allow companies to earn revenue by leasing their intellectual property rights, to direct revenue generation methods such as box office sales, streaming, and merchandising. Financing and investment in the entertainment industry encompass a range of activities from securing venture capital and managing equity investments to leveraging tax incentives and navigating the complexities of public markets. Additionally, accurate valuation and effective monetization strategies are essential for ensuring that entertainment properties generate sustainable revenue and achieve their financial goals. These elements collectively provide the financial backbone necessary for the growth and development of entertainment entities.